Now, if you were concerned about something, you wouldn't say you felt easy about it. You'd say you felt, the opposite of easy would be,
oh, well, I'd say worried or disturbed.
Okay. I think I'm so out of shape because I've been sick that I don't know if I still know how to do it right anymore. Now, a child will sometimes want a light on its room at night because it's
afraid.
Now, if you were talking about a child, you might say, well, now, she's not afraid now, but she
will be later.
Okay, and if you were talking about in the past, you'd say she's not afraid now, but she...
She was.
Mm-hmm. Now, the opposite of careful would be if a person's not careful.
Clumsy.
Okay, and, well, like, if they make... Talking about doing some, say, arithmetic figures or something, you say they make too many mistakes, you'd say you shouldn't be so... You wouldn't say... You'd use the word that would be the careless, which...
That's right, careless.
Okay. Now, in talking about a person who acts kind of strange, you might say they act strange or odd. Another word for that?
Weird.
Okay, weird. Do you know the word, in using it like that, do you know the word queer used in that way? You said that person acts kind of...
Queer.
Uh-huh. Used in just to mean odd, or do you know...
I would say a little odd, you know, different from the
mm-hmm,
average person.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A person that's just real sure of their own ways and they don't want to change and they kind of sure that they're right about something and you can't ever change their mind. You say that person is really
set
mm-hmm,
in his
mm-hmm,
own way.
Right. A person that you just cannot joke with without that person losing their temper. You say that person is really, you can't even really touch them without them losing their temper. I don't know, irritable, touchy?
I would say irritable.
Yeah. And if a person was irritable and you did tease them about something, they'd probably get...
angry.
Okay. Now, if you were in a burning building with a lot of people in it, somebody might say, well, just keep...
going.
Mm-hmm. And if they didn't want... or if, oh, let's say a person is about to lose his temper, you'd say, don't get upset, just keep...
calm.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were... if you've been working real hard and you were really, really tired, you might say, you come in and you say, I am just all...
exhausted.
And, would you ever say, worn out, I'm completely... do you ever use that?
Well, I say beat.
Beat. Okay. Now, if a person had been well, and then you hear that they have a sickness of some kind, you'd say, well, I guess they must have...
died.
Okay, and now, if a person, like especially in the wintertime, was sitting in a draft, you might say, now you better be careful, or you'll
catch cold.
Mm-hmm. And then if they caught cold, then you might say, would you probably say then they got sick or took sick? You'd say he...
I'd say he got sick.
He got sick.
Yes.
Okay. And then if he caught cold and affected his throat and his sound like this, you'd say his voice was very...
hoarse.
Your voice is so soft at all. Oh. You have such a sweet, soft voice.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, you do. Okay, and if the person had a cold and they were going like that, you'd say they had a little
cough.
Mm-hmm. Now, if one night you might be sitting in your chair and you'd say, oh, you're kind of nodding off. You'd say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, now.